Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And the Law Brief is brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts Greg Storr and Michael Best discuss President Trump's efforts to shift the nation's judiciary to the right with a slate of conservative appeals court nominees. They speak with Jonathan Adler, a professor at Case Western University Law School, and Billy Corrier, Deputy Director of Legal Progress at the Center for American Progress.
Billy, do you see any fundamental difference between the way Donald Trump is approaching judgeships and the way Barack Obama or George Bush or any other recent president did?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, the president explicitly said that he's outsourcing his Supreme Court nominee list to the Federalist Society and to Heritage, and that's unprecedented. Not just the list, but having these outside groups actually draw up the list. And I think also, the president has disregarded the American Bar Association's historic role in this process. And that was something that, of course, President Bush did as well. But I think it's something that shows that the president is relying on these right-wing groups rather than the American Bar Association, which historically played a big role in recommending or not recommending nominees.
Jonathan, given the number of judgeships that are open right now, how big an impact really can we expect President Trump's nominees to have as far as how the law gets interpreted in the country?
Sure. Well, in terms of numbers, it takes a long time for a single president to really alter the composition of the federal courts. As a general rule, we can assume that a president in a single four-year term will get to nominate about one-fifth of the federal judiciary. And so a two-term president has a very substantial impact. And President Obama, for example, when he took office, there was one federal appellate court that had a majority of Democratic nominees on it. When he became president, when he left, I believe it was seven or eight that had a majority Democratic nominees. For President Trump, there certainly are a decent number of vacancies now, but there's only one federal appellate court that could have its balance altered based on existing vacancies, and that's the Third Circuit. And it would take time and additional retirements for his nominees to have that sort of impact.
That's Jonathan Adler, a professor at Case Western University Law School, and Billy Corrier, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Greg Storr and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.